Hello, good night. I'm Oscar of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Is this Luther Wallace?
You're talking to him.
Okay, thank you. In this case, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, okay? So, before we begin, just let me check here. In which county in California, do you currently live in?
King.
Where, sorry?
King.
Kings. Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me your zip code?
Why do you need to know the zip codes?
I'm sorry?
Why do you need all this information if you're calling me about a survey?
It's just for research purposes.
93204?
And you said 9234?
93204.
204. Okay, thank you. And now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
6182.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
6182.
82. Okay, thank you so much. And in this case, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background?
None.
Okay, and for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
High school.
High school, you said?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Republican candidate, okay. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, you just tell me and we'll go on the next one. So the first one is Rudy Salas.
Heard of him.
Rudy Salas?
I've heard of him. He's in my area.
Oh, okay. Is Rudy Salas? What's your opinion? Favorable, unfavorable, or never heard?
Favorable.
Okay. And David Baladao?
Least favorable.
Favorable. Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Definitely not favorable.
Okay. Unfavorable. Okay. And Donald Trump?
He'll have my vote.
I'm sorry?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
A joke of a clown.
So in this case,
least favorable.
Unfavorable or favorable?
Definitely unfavorable.
Favorable. Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay, so unfavorable.
I don't like fighting.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, unfavorable, sorry. Okay, I just placed it in there. Okay, so now I am going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most of other issues. So in this case, we have taxes, border security, healthcare, the cost of a mortgage or rent, abortion, protecting democracy, social security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, or none of these. You can select two.
Social security and cost of living.
Okay, let me check here. Border security, you mentioned, right?
What?
You mentioned border security or social security?
Yes, social security.
Okay, border security. Okay, thank you. And now, thinking ahead to the election to this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices. Between 1 and 10.
Okay, where are supposed to be at then?
Yeah, you need to give me a number, depending on how interested you are on voting in November.
Oh, a 10?
A 10, okay. Thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote, between Joe Biden, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. If Joe Biden doesn't continue to run for president, for whom would you vote, between Kamala Harris, a Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Trump.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote, between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Steve Garvey.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, between Rudy Salles, a Democrat, and David Baladao, Republican?
David Baladao, probably.
You said David Baladao?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Baladao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Baladao, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference in your vote. So the first one is, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Baladao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. So this statement makes you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no different?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. And David Baladao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Baladao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream home of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. So this is statement.